Blog Talk Radio.
This is Merle with Merle, and I'm your host, Merle Exit. Yeah, it's still cold out. Oh, God, I think they're talking about snow. When will it end? Okay, well, I'm inside, and I think I better put the heater on. But we're going to have fun with this show tonight. Well, here's the story. I got this. It's all about theater. Well, the secret theater, that is. And we're going to talk about a secret Paris project. But first, the message from our sponsor.
What would you do to earn brownie points? How about treating someone to what may be the best brownies they've ever tasted? Fairy Tale Brownies. They may seem like one of the richest bars of fudge, with varieties that include caramel, chocolate chip, espresso nib, raspberry swirl, mint chocolate, all made with Calbo dark Belgian chocolate. But yes, they are brownies, and that's no fairy tale.
Yes, and you can get these wonderful brownies at www.brownies.com. I'm in the mood for one now, but, well, we got a show, so I'll have to eat later. Hello, everybody. How are you?
Hello.
We have a few of us on and a few people coming in. Can you hear us okay?
Sure.
Perfect.
How do I change this?
So who's I got three phone numbers. Do we also have somebody on the speakerphone?
We have one more person.
Okay, we have everybody on now. All right. Now, I have Claire, right?
Yes, that's me.
Okay. Okay, what I want to do first, since you're the director, is have you talk about the show itself, like what is this, just give me the whole thing of what this, introduce yourself, and tell me what the show is like all about and why you decided to do it.
Cool. So I'm Claire, and I'm the director, and the show is about these photographs which Bresci takes of Paris in the 1930s, and some of these photos are sort of quote-unquote like allowed to be released in the 30s, and these beautiful photos that people have probably seen of the Eiffel Tower and that sort of stuff. And then there are these other photos which are not allowed to come out until the 70s, and they're called the secret Paris photos. And these are the ones that we're really interested in, and these are of like opium dens and sex workers and queer bars and this sort of like underground dirty Paris life. And there's a section in there that he titled Sodom and Gomorrah. And in the Sodom and Gomorrah section, there's this really great lesbian bar, or all women bar, but I'm going to say queer bar to be safer, but all of the butch half of these women are dressed in like tuxes and beautiful cropped hair, and they're really stunning. And then all the femme half, these couples are in super like high glam Paris femme wear. And so this is sort of where we jumped off with those images and with that sort of like dark kind of spooky sad world of things. And we're using clown as the sort of medium to explore that world and explore those ideas of like loss and longing and nostalgia and desire and those sorts of things. That's sort of the 30-second promo pitch, I guess.
Okay, so why did you decide to do this? I'm curious.
I've seen the photographs quite a while ago, and I've been sitting on the project for probably a year and a half or so, and I've been really interested in doing it. And my world is sort of like physical theater, postmodern theater, physical theater clown kind of business. That's my world, or what I'm really passionate about as a way of doing storytelling or a way of asking questions. And so this felt like a really beautiful world to be able to craft really interesting questions and scenarios in. So that sort of like pushed me onto the project, I think.
So is this project, it's a play?
It's a play that's set up like an old-fashioned vaudeville show. So it's a number of acts that don't all have sort of a through line or like a narrative. It's act by act by act by act in a way that like an old vaudeville show or like a circus show is set up. But there's not necessarily like a beginning, middle, and an end or a narrative with an arc or something, but you're seeing all these different sort of vignettes or act moments throughout.
Okay, so it's like, okay, so it's, but there is, are we going to be seeing these the photographs as well?
No, we won't see them in the space itself. No, they're just like the inspiration for the project.
Okay. So, yeah, in terms of, so what happens is you have the cast playing each of these characters, each of these women.
In some ways, yes, that's what they're doing, and then in some ways, no. So we're using the photographs and we're devising the piece. So it's a silent clown show, and each of the women has sort of a go-to clown that they use throughout the show, but they also have a number of other clown characters that they sort of step in and out of. So it won't be as though you're sort of seeing the photos directly represented on stage, but more the idea of the photos is what we're representing.
Oh, okay. Well, why don't we do this? Why don't we get, I'd like to, talk to each of the cast members, one after the
right.
other, and we could talk about, what that person's role is in the show, and as well as, being part of the secret theater.
Great. That sounds great.
So
I'll pass over to Marjorie. Is here first? Maybe she could get with you next.
Hello.
Yes.
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yes. Now, are you on the speakerphone?
No, I'm on a Bluetooth. Should I take it off?
Oh no, I'm asking because I'm hearing a little bit of echoing.
Oh. Well, we're in a hallway and there's a lot of echo.
Oh, okay. Well, that explains. Okay. Okay, so again, what is your name again? I'm sorry.
Marjorie Tong.
What?
I don't know how to do this, and I'll probably disconnect you. I was going to get off the Bluetooth. Maybe it's the Bluetooth. But anyway, my name is Marjorie Tong.
Okay. Okay, and what is, have you been with the, now, let me just add, is this when the shows are done there, are they constantly choosing different cast members, or is this like a group and you do shows?
Well, I think it's just because the Secret Theater is a co-producer of the show, but I'm not affiliated with the Secret Theater. I'm an actor and a playwright. And I responded to an audition, and that's how I happened to be a member of this cast of eight women that are doing the Secret Paris Clown Project.
Oh, okay. What, in terms of a role, are these roles like seven different characters? I mean, all different characters?
Well, we're all different characters at different times. It's a very flexible, flowing kind of characterization, and everybody is finding their own clown within them. I mean, we all have clowns within us and without us, and I think we're exploring this facet. And so I'm not playing, we're all clowns. All eight women are clowns.
Right.
But we're not playing a specific character. We're exploring the secret world of clowns and, you know, the sadness of clowns, you know, and the happiness of clowns and the disappointments and the failures. We're searching that within ourselves, and it's coming out in our clown characters, at least for me. Everybody might be approaching it differently, but I'm approaching it as the way I feel inside as a real person and how that's coming out as, did I just lose you? Hello?
Yeah.
Oh, I still have you. I heard an echo. I forgot what I was saying. Anyway, that's what I'm exploring in this project. But everybody might be having a different approach to it. But in the end, we're going to have a show. And it's going to be lots of interesting, amazing, magical kinds of things on stage. Funny, sad, everything. The gamut. It's the gamut. The whole Megillah.
So I guess you're having fun doing this?
It's great. I love it, you know. I'm the only old one in the cast, by the way.
The old one?
We have a gap of 3 decades.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. So it's great. I love it. I mean, I love all these younger people. It's a challenge. But no, it's great. It's great. And of course, my influence with clowns is from the opera. You know, I think of Pagliacci and I think of Rigoletto. When I think of clowns, that's what I think of. Because I've been opposed to circuses for a very long time because of animals. You know, I'm an animal person. So I try to stay away from circuses. I like circuses that don't have animals.
Oh, okay.
So I think of Pagliacci and I think of Rigoletto.
Okay, fine.
Now I'm getting an endo.
All right. Well, let's get another cast member.
Huh? Yeah.
Let's get another cast member.
Hi, how are you?
Dana.
Yeah.
Hi, can you hear me? It's Dana.
Okay. What are you calling in on? Because I'm hearing either you need to talk louder or clearer. I'm not sure.
Can you hear me now? Is that better?
Well, I'm hearing. Okay. I think I'm getting a lot of echo.
Wait a minute. You want to move my line? Can you hear me? Is that better?
Go ahead, try again.
Hello, can you hear me?
Okay, go ahead.
Hi, how are you?
Okay. And your name again is?
Tina Furlock.
Okay. And did you also, that the audition was sent out and you answered, or?
Yes, that's exactly right. I found that information online, came in, and we actually had a 90-second movement improv piece that we had to create on the spot, and that's how Claire made the selection for the cast.
Okay. So you answer this, did you know you're going to be playing a clown?
Yeah, that was part of the description, absolutely.
Oh, okay. And that's so, what it's like for you.
Oh, it's been really fun so far. We've been getting together and really just workshopping the piece for the past few weeks, which means we've been doing a lot of experimentation, you know, and we haven't come in with specific parts or specific characters. You know, it's not kind of the traditional way. You know, you have a script intact and you do a biography on your character and you're analyzing the script and things like that. It's been approached very differently because we're devising it from scratch. And that's something that I really enjoy is that, you know, we have time to develop our characters over time. And we're able to kind of infuse it with our own personality and also explore, like, issues and ideas that we want to look at with the piece. Because it is sort of ever-developing. It's not something where we're kind of like presenting the playwright's work and representing their work. It's something that we're creating and as an ensemble, which has been really exciting.
Yeah. And how long have you, just curious, how long have you been in the business?
So I've been in New York for about 7 years, but I'm from the Midwest originally, and so I went to school for theater there too. So, yeah, I never worked with the Secret Theater before. This would be my first passion with them, but I've seen shows here, so I'm excited to be in a new venue, and like Marjorie said, they're co-producing our show.
Oh, okay. So, and I guess you're having fun in the character, too, developing the character?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
And hopefully that will read on stage. It will be, you know, fun and exciting for the audience, too.
Oh, good. Well, I'll be there, and I'll let you know, huh?
Thank you.
Okay. That's great. Okay. Let's go to the next one.
Hi, this is Jessica.
Hi, Jessica. And tell me about your experience about doing this.
It's been really wonderful. I have a background in devised theater, basically coming into a rehearsal room with directors, sometimes a playwright, and a lot of actors, and an idea, and creating the script or the play, starting from scratch. So I really enjoy this kind of work, and I've never done it with clown before, so it's extra exciting for me. And it's been really great working at the Secret Theater as well. I really enjoy all of my castmates. I think we've formed a really nice cohesive group together. And I'm really excited to see what else comes out of it. We've got a few weeks left, so we're still creating.
So at this point, there's still development of the characters going on, as opposed to, okay, it's time to rehearse today, let's go through the lines.
That's right. So it's a very interesting rehearsal process. It's different from sort of the traditional rehearsal that somebody might think about. And our characters are still definitely in development. They're clowns, so they're sort of based on us, essentially, but a little more exaggerated and a little more mischievous, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a lot of fun.
Oh, good. I'm glad.
Yeah.
And something to add to your resume, too, huh?
Well, that's always a plus.
Yeah. Okay.
But it's always only worth it if it's, you know, if you're having a good time, I think so. I'm having a great time so far.
Oh, good. That's kind of what counts. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go on. Who else did I talk to?
Hi, can you hear me? This is Corey.
Hi, Corey.
Yeah. So I think what Jessica touched on, which is what is really interesting to me, is that we have 8 women in a room, and Claire, and we all have to decide on what we want this clown show to be, which is the fun part and the challenging part, because we've all got strong opinions, right? But it's been really fun so far, and something that Dana talked about is kind of starting with this, like, blank canvas and then coming into the room and creating these movement phrases based off these pictures from the 1930s in Paris. Also based on a packet of information Claire gave us at the very beginning, where we could take out our favorite quotes and, you know, then give them to somebody else to create this movement piece with. So starting from that and then seeing to where we are now and where we'll be even, you know, at the end of April when you come see our show, it's just a great experience and journey to be able to really start with that blank canvas.
And so, in other words, this is unscripted.
It is unscripted. You're not, you know, I mean, well, number one, there's no talking. There may be some weird clown noises from time to time. You know, in a way, we're creating these vaudeville acts, if you will, with our clowns, and almost as if you were choreographed a dance. That's how we create these acts. And then we rehearse in the space these acts and in their order over and over. So even though there's no script, per se, or there's no text, it's almost like learning a dance or learning a play just without words. You're still reacting to feelings and experiencing emotions just in clown.
Oh. And have you done this before where you, you know, like, aside from, like, going into improvisation, have you done this before in a, you know, in a show where you, you know, a non-scripted?
I've done a lot of movement theater before, but I've never actually clowned, apart from the circus camp I went to when I was seven, so that doesn't really count. But my background is in dance and movement, so I'm used to getting into a room and kind of starting with that first, without words. So that's comfortable for me. But the clowning has definitely been a new and challenging aspect for me.
Oh, good. All right. All right. Who else? Did I get everybody? No.
One left. I'm Jamie Ma.
Okay.
Nice speaking with you.
So let's hear your story.
My story. Let's see.
What made you decide to do this?
I worked with Claire on a huge project. He is a wonderful director and it's wonderful devising pieces of him because he really likes a collaborative environment and he really turns each person into a valuable voice. A lot of traditional, you know, environments, the director is the one who makes all decisions and the cast members just recite lines. And so it's empowering to be able to have a voice and be part of the creation. So he does a lot of beautiful work like that. And so... yeah, that's how I got involved in this project. And I've done a lot of clown work and that I've been, like, trained in clowning, but this is actually my first experience creating a piece as a clown. So that's been really exciting for me.
Oh, that's, that did help, right?
It's a help, yes. It's very nice to go from to training for the clown to interacting with other people and creating stories together as our clowns.
So other than, of course, the movement, a lot of the show relies on facial expression. Am I right?
Definitely. I mean, I think, like, what's beautiful to me about clowns is that they have a childlike thing about them where everything is with new, fresh eyes. They don't see things the same as, you know, jaded people do, especially new workers. It's all for the first time. They don't know what anything is. So everything's a discovery, which I think lends itself to larger expressions. Yeah. larger physical expression as well.
Well, in the show, does it in terms of this whole thing about the queer Paris, I mean, do you still get that? Are you getting that sense in that show that these are, that these are women who know each other, or close to each other, or?
It's a bit more abstract. I feel that queer Paris is our inspiration and where we're gathering our material. But as an audience member, I don't know if you go in and say, oh, those are friends in queer Paris, 1930s in a bar. It's not that literal, but we're drawn from that.
Oh, okay. So, all right. So we got everybody? Just want to make sure
we got everybody.
Okay. So now, does anybody want to, share any particular, experience of rehearsing, that you found it easy, hard, or... not used to not having a script or anything like that? Does anybody want to share any experience with the rehearsal?
Well, I think it's really freeing not to have a script. It's the first time I'm doing this, and I find it to be a very freeing experience not to be bound to memorize
words. By the way, who am I talking to?
Oh, this is Marjorie.
Okay.
Yeah, I feel... that it's been a very, as I said, a freeing experience in theater. Not to be bound by words and scripts and lines. But just
now,
to be able to explore and discover.
Mm-hmm. Now, I understand, I said something about there's a drummer. Does that mean that's the... I suppose, if you want to say, the music, so to speak.
Yeah, so this is Claire speaking. We have a live percussionist who's doing, Foley work in, an old-school vaudeville way of doing Foley, but then who's also sort of underscoring, and I think more than that, though, she's sort of his music or, energy in the space. So it's bigger than just sort of an underscoring throughout, but we're really interacting with the drumming and the sort of other progressive elements that she has, too.
Okay. So, Claire, so you, now, when you got this project, I mean, what were you given? Were you just given the idea and then you were flowing with it, or?
I wasn't really given anything. I had discovered the photos on my own and sort of pitched and taken the project on my own. So, yes, it's really sort of evolved in that way.
And are you regularly with the Secret Theater or no?
I've done a couple of things with them, and we're working with this as an in-house production, so that's really great. But I'm not sort of employed by the Secret Theater.
Oh, okay. So it's just the show that you're doing it at their facility.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, we're working together. They're co-producing with me the project. So we're collaborating in that way.
Now, since I haven't been there, how big is the theater, by the way?
It's a 99-seat black box, so it's a pretty good size.
Oh, okay. Does everybody need a reserved seat, or?
Yeah, I mean, ticket sales are brisk already, which is great. So, and there's also a discount code right now. If you buy tickets before April 2nd, they're only $15 instead of $18. So it's a few dollars off getting tickets early.
Oh, okay. And the show, I'm sorry, when is the performance, the first performance?
April 17th. We open
April
Thursday 17th. The
17th. Okay. The 17th through the 26th. Okay.
Correct.
So, because I want to pop in on, I'm going to pop in on a rehearsal, if you don't mind, to take some photos at some point.
Yeah, absolutely.
about is it too early to do that, or?
No. How about I'll send you a list of possible rehearsals, and then we can figure that out.
Okay, that would be a great idea, because I'd like to, you know, get a bunch of shots and while you're rehearsing. And is everybody, are you waiting until at some point, like, everybody's not made up yet, are they? Are you in costumes or makeup yet?
Not in costumes yet, because those are still being built. Yeah, so we're just rehearsing in just sort of like sweat rehearsal clothes, movement clothes. And then there's really limited props and things to at rehearsal, but I think you'll still get a real flavor for what's going on.
Oh, okay. And just so I know, at what point, if I like came to rehearsal, would you be in? Would there be at least maybe the makeup, so you can realize that they're clowns?
Yeah, I would say the end of the week before the show. Will be in sort of full going on. Makeup is not sort of traditional clown makeup, but there's still like an element of clown makeup there. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Because I think the deadline for my article might be a lot sooner than that.
Oh yeah. Okay. I think you'll get some beautiful shots of things before then too.
Okay, so what you do, you'll email me like a list of when you're rehearsing?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, that's really great. And does anybody else have anything they want to share? Or listen, here's your time to pitch something about where you're going to be performing or something. If anybody wants to do that, you're welcome. I'm great for publicity.
Not to be intimidated that it's in Long Island City. Because it's really, really close to Manhattan.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Oh, it doesn't have to. It, and it's wherever. You could be before. I write about Manhattan.
Huh?
Okay, yes. when I get there, if anybody wants to pass along, like, some upcoming shows that you're doing or where we could see you, that kind of stuff there, you'll give me that, all right? And I can post that. All right, good. I don't mind. All right, well, I think we got everything, right?
I think
we're doing okay.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
You're very welcome. And, yeah, I break a leg, but I'll see you way before.
Great. We'll see you soon.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
get to meet everybody.
Thank you.
Bye,
Meryl.
Thanks, Meryl.
Bye. Meryl.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, well, in that case, I don't mind. I mean, I'm going to, like, you know, end my show early. No more fairy tale brownies left. Okay. Well, until next time, everybody, have a great day, evening, morning, or whatever. And heck knows what I'll do for the next show. But, hey, we just have fun.